Okay, so I did go back and finish a fix-up array second group so that hopefully you have the same thing I do. And we are also going to look at, start looking at least array third group. So there, the one I'm bringing up is another 2DIM03. What we're basically doing is more about arrays than you really want to know. Come on, you can do it. Yay, I even got it typed in right. Okay, so is everybody ahead of me? Hopefully. Okay, so this is another way you can do two-dimensional arrays, and it'll help if I turn off the lights as well.
You mind if I open that window?
Pardon me?
Do you mind if I open that window?
No. So this time I've got a two-dimensional array, but it's kind of an interesting setup. I've said stuffed bear, car, doll, beach ball, whatever, are my main things. And then I have associated, and this little mark indicates it's an associative array. The equal sign followed by the greater than sign tells me it's an associative array. So I have associated stuffed bear with the array that gives its price and cost.
Is that on the for each command?
Well, right now I'm just looking at the, it's going to be, but right now I'm just looking at the array as I defined it up at the top.
Okay, yep, Marsh, thanks.
Okay, so I'm looking at stuff bea, and I'm saying, okay, there is a subarray basically making this two-dimensional that's associated with stuff bea that has the price and the cost. And then associated with car that has the price and cost, and associated with each of those. So that's another way of doing a two-dimensional array by saying, okay, this is the key thing, is the stuffed bear, the car, the doll, etc. And I'm associating that with a subarray that is giving my price and my cost.
And what does the greater than equal allow you to do again?
It's basically, it's a pointer in a sense. It's part of saying this is an associative array. An associative array means I'm associating the stuff bea with the stuff in that array after it. So I'm associating stuff bea as my key, basically.
Thank you.
Okay, so then I have the echo, and I said for a, and then I said go to inventory and grab the key. Okay, so I went up to inventory and I grabbed the key, because when I use the associative setup, then this becomes the key, as opposed to the key that if you don't use this, which is 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just in sequence, that becomes the key. But here I've got the key is stuff Bea. So I said 4A, and then I said, give me the key of inventory. Okay, the price is, and it's pointing to the first record because I haven't done anything to not be pointing to the first record, so that's why I'm doing stuff Bea. And then I said, okay, now go to InVen. Use the key, which is stuff Bea. And then go to the zero position within this subarray, which gives me the $24.99. Okay, so that's just kind of an interesting structure that you will sometimes see that you never have to use. I mean, the other problem with looking at what we're doing is that you get to choose how you want to do it. So you can say, that's lovely, and move on, and not do this particular way of doing it. But the other thing that you have to remember is that you have to modify existing programs. And so if somebody gives you a program that has this kind of array, you want to be able to understand what's going on. So because I'm at the first record in the array, because that's kind of what you initialize everything, then I get the 4A, and I get the key, and I get stuff Bea. And then I get the prices, and I say, go to the inventory array, use the key of the inventory array, and then look at, because it's two-dimensional, look at the zeroth element in that kind of two-dimensional or subarray. So it grabs the $24.99, and then it goes on, and the cost was, and now I've got the same thing, except the zero has become a one, which gets me the cost. Okay. Okay. Reset InVen, just make sure that it's back at the top again. And if you find that you're having problems with something, that's always a good command to put in, to just say, reset it so it's back at the top. Make it so it's back looking at the first thing. And on this one, I did a for command. So I said for, and I went through 0 to less than 4, and I echoed out the key. So you can see I echoed out stuff Bayer. And then I had a for loop that went through and grabbed the price and the cost. And notice on this one I'm saying echo current, which basically tells it to wherever I am, I want this current one. So I'm saying the current InVen column. Okay, so I'm going through and I'm grabbing the $24.99 and then the 20. And I go through and do that, writing my own for. And the for has a next. The embedded for has a next, which moves it on to the next thing. Okay. And then the way most people do it is with a for each. And the for each basically automates a lot of it for you, and it goes through each one. So at the beginning, I'm saying echo out the key, and then for each key and its associated value, I want to see the value. So $value, I said, was going to be the name of, I'm going in via the key, looking at the value, taking the current value, and it becomes value there. And so I'm printing out exactly the same that I printed out up here. If you scroll down, you can see that it works exactly the same. Okay. And then the last one, I just went through and got the key. So the last one, I just went through the loop and said, all I want to see, I don't have an embedded loop, all I want to see is the key. And so I just echoed out the key. Okay, and so I saw a stuffed bear, car, doll, and beach ball. And then down at the very bottom, I said, okay, I want to see the price for the doll. So I said, go in to inventory, find doll in the first dimension, which is down here, and then zero, which would be the 12. And I say, getting one price in 12 on that one. Questions. This stuff really requires some going through and looking. And the other thing is that the reason I put up all these examples is I think it's a lot easier to go and use it if you have an example that you can follow. And you can make it, you know, do basically the same thing. Yeah.
The first for each loop. Why does it have a 0 and 1 for all the numbers? Is that because of the key 1?
Yeah, the 0, wait a minute, why does it have a 0 and 1? Yes. Because I said to echo out the key 1. And the inner thing, good point, I should have mentioned that. The notice is just for the inner loop that I did that. On the outer loop, I just did the key. When I got to the inner loop, the key for this inner loop is 0 and 1. Okay? The key to get to the line, to get to the row, is stuffed bear. But once you're at the row, to get to the sub one is a 0 and a 1. Okay?
Yeah.
So you think of that as kind of an ordinary array, and that gets you the 0 and the 1. Okay? So what he was asking about is these, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1. And those are basically that I'm going in here and taking the first one is 0 and the next one is 1. So when I go through this loop, I am going through and getting the 0 and the 1. So that's what that is doing for you. Any other questions? I'm trying to remember what else is in here. Array from text. Okay, this one is kind of interesting, and do bring it up because it's easier to look at, I think. I will try putting it on Notepad, but it's, I think, easier to look at on your own screen.
Monitors at your desk, you know?
At the minimum.
It's amazing.
I could go for two or three.
So maybe, you know, 20 years ago, I never would have thought that would have been an option, and now it's like, oh, it's too bad it's not an option.
Oh, right. So, I've got a file called courses.txt out there. Okay, and if you go in and look at courses.txt, and so I'm going to really mess this up now by going in and looking at courses.txt. Courses.txt has a course number and a course name. Okay, so that's what's in it. It's a text file. I created the text file by just going in and typing it in Notepad and hitting enter after each one, and it just created a text file that I can then read. Okay, so that's my text file. And if I, yeah, that's not going to work. Now we're going to see if I can manage to get three things showing at the same time. I'm not terribly optimistic, but we will try. And then, what happened to my courses.txt? Didn't I? Oh. There it is. Neat. We've actually got all three, and I don't dare touch the mouse, or I'll lose something. Okay, so I started out and I said, okay, I'm going to say my text file. And whenever you see one of these, some word underscore, pretty much as you can assume that that is a word that PHP understands and can do. So I've got a PHP that says file get contents. Okay, and if you go and run through all of the PHP commands, which is a totally depressing thing because there's a gazillion of them, you'll see a lot of them have that underscore in them. They tend to write words that will make you understand what it does, like file get contents, and put the underscores under it. Okay, so then I said, all right, I want to explode this out, okay, based on the carriage return, which is the slash n. Okay, so I want to explode it out based on that carriage, that slash n, okay, which is basically saying the carriage return, yeah.
Let's say you had a different delimiter. Let's say you had everything separated by commas.
Just put that in there.
And then the delimiter was a semicolon. Would that work?
Yeah. Okay. You just put a semicolon in where the slash n is. Okay, so it's looking for the character that you hit when you hit enter, basically. So I said explode it based on that. And it goes ahead and explodes it into course array. So it is creating an array behind the scenes, basically. It's exploding it into an array. So that this line, the first row is the first line in the array, or the first row in the array, and it goes on down. Okay, then I said, all right, now echo out, but I only echoed out the first three. I didn't echo out all of them, and I've got, what, seven in there? I just echoed out the first three. Okay, and I didn't put any BRs in the echo, so you see them all echoing out in a straight line. Okay, because I didn't put any BRs in there. Okay, then I said, all right, now go get a random number. And again, every language that I know of nowadays has a way of getting a random number. This is kind of neat because I'm saying get a random number, course array, and store it as random number. So it knows the size, the limits, as opposed to my having to say I want a random number between 0 and 6. I can say I want a random number that works with course array. And it's going and getting me a random number. Okay, so I now have a random number, and then I said echo a BR, and now show me the random number. So the random number it got was 5, and we'll click in a minute, and then it will change. So the random number I got was 5, and I just displayed that random number to show what it is. So then I said, okay, the course that I pick, if I use that random number, I'm going to call random courses. And so I'm going to course array. I'm using random number as the index, and I'm coming up with random courses. Okay? Then I said, okay, now I know that each row is made up of a course number and a course name, and that the comma is the separator. So I'm going to go in and extract each of those. So I said, okay, course num equals substring. Okay, so substring is going to go in and get a part of this. Okay, so I'm saying substring, and then I'm saying random courses. Okay, so that is whatever random course was. Okay, here I extracted a record and put it in random course. So now I'm saying go to random course, start with 0, and go until you find the comma, because that has to tell me the number of characters. So I'm saying find the string position of the comma in random courses. Okay, so go in, string position, find the comma in random courses. And that's the length, because the comma is one after, so that gives me the length. And then I said, okay, now go to course name, and this time I want you to start with the comma plus 1, and there's no third thing there, so it means go to the end. Only thing having to do with these kinds of things like substring and string position, essentially, if there's no other thing, it goes to the end. So here I should have said string position. Substring. This, comma, this. And that's the whole thing. I don't have to have a third thing because I want to go to the end. Whereas up above, I wanted to not go to the end, so I have three things with commas as the divider. Okay, so the first thing is the field.
You have three operators in there to tell them.
Yeah. The first one is the field. The other one is the start. And the other one is how many I want to take out of there. And if I don't put in that, it goes to the end. If I don't put in the length, it goes to the end. So then I went and got CIS-62, an application for web development, which are course num and course name, and I echoed those out. Okay, up here I was retrieving them. Down here I'm echoing them out. Okay. So this is okay, get rid of Inklayer. So now watch the 5, the 162 and everything if I do a refresh on this. Now it's 1, and 1 is getting CIS-121 and operating systems. And if I hit it again, it's now 0, so I'm getting CIS-120. And if I hit it again, apparently I got 0 again. There's 1, there's 3. Okay. There's 1, 2, 0, 3, 4, 6. So it's going up, and there's 4. And so it's going through and doing it. Okay, when it got 4. Right now it's got 4, so it's getting 159 because it's 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. And so it's getting the CIS-159. Okay. So substring gets me substring, like you've seen it in SQL. You've seen the same kind of thing work in SQL. Okay. and it has the three parts, tell me the field, tell me where to start, tell me how long to go. And then the next one doesn't have the third part. It says find the comma and add one to it so that I'm starting with the character after the comma. If I didn't do the add one, I would have started with the comma. Okay. So I'm using some string and then string position, which is like what we saw in SQL when we used in-string. Okay, string position is like what we used with in-string. It's finding the location of a character within the field. So as far as every language that I know has something that will do these things, it's a matter of you have to look up, okay, so what is it that I want to do? In the string is used a lot, but this one happens to use string position. Yeah?
So array rand, that's just like a command that lets you use the random keys for array?
Yes. Array rand finds a random number. Yeah, no, it's a very straightforward way of doing it. Actually, there's a lot in PHP. When we get to some of the other things that we're going to be hitting, there's a lot where PHP really does make it very kind of easy to do. And then there's other things like arrays where, you know, it makes your head hurt, so... I mean, they got so much, basically, they really did a lot with arrays and made them very flexible so that you can do 1,000 things in them. But it also becomes very confusing as to which one do I want to do and why do I want to do it this way.
If you set up your database right with common keys, you can actually then use that array to store the elements that would produce a key to say from a customer to the customer's transactions.
Sure.
So you would have like the first array would be like the first value could be like 2013. And then the next value could be like the sub value that would be the first transaction, the second for all of 2013. So you could use that information coupled with the company with the customer number to form a foreign key to go to that file and then pull the data for that transaction.
You must have been sitting at the table when they came up with these.
PIC uses that extensively.
Okay.
Especially in general ledger or transaction files or sales orders, or we have customers that do, it just does all of that. To you, it's an array. To PIC, it's part of the actual data.
Yep, okay.
And it's called the multi-value sub-value set.
Okay. Here's another example of explode.
I have to show that to you one day.
Okay. But for now.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is another value of explode. explodeData.php. Okay. So I said $BCC is going to equal Bristol Community College. And then I said explode based on a space. So, you know, you ask, can you do it with anything? Here I'm doing the explode based on a space. Okay? Print R is a command that gets you that. Okay, so print underscore R will get to show kind of what's there. So I'm showing result, but I'm showing it as array, and the zeroth element is Bristol, the first element is community, the second element is college. So if you ever get to a point that you'd like to see what's in the array because things aren't working, that's the command that you can use. The print underscore R will come back and show you what it has stored. And you can see that the zeroth element, the first element, the second element, it's got those stored. Okay. And then I said echo result one, so it put out community. Okay, so I'm echoing out the second thing, which is got an index of one, because again, I start with zero. And and so I've got the 0, 1, 2. So print R is a good thing, print underscore R is a good thing for seeing what happened, okay? I did the explode, now I want to see what happened when I did the explode. I can see that with the print underscore R. Questions? Okay.
So,
yes.
If you had, so obviously you could only do something like that to a string. You couldn't do that to an entire array.
Yeah, it kind of tries. Let's go back. What was the one that we were looking at right before this?
Array from text.
Array from text. But that one's not going to, that doesn't have a lot of things in the array. I mean, if I put in a echo, a print R rather. Saving it. So we're now back to array from text. Okay, so there it's going through and showing the whole thing. But that still was a single dimensional array. If I go back one more, that will be the interesting one.
Another 2DM03?
Yeah. So if I open this one and someplace in here, actually I've got a dump up there that I'll take the comments away from, and then I'll also put the print R in. Lays it out for you. Now, is that the dump? Okay, I need to put something in between those two. Because I can't figure out where one started and the other one stopped. Try typing. Okay, now I know where one stopped and where one started and the other one stopped. So I've got echo in there. With BR. So I've got a dump at the beginning and then I have the print R. And they give you pretty much the same kind of information. Those are pretty much the same kind of information. The dump is telling you, and then the one down here just says array, the stuff there. It's associated with the inner array, which has the zeros, one is 2499, the first one is 20. And then I go on to car and the array, and the zeros, one is 899. So it's going on and showing that when I do the print R. Up with the dump, I'm just dumping it out, and I'm saying array has four things, the third thing is the stuff there, it's associated with an array of two things that have these, and it gives you a little more information, and it tells you floating and integer and that sort of thing. But those are two ways to see how the array is stored and to see if it's what makes sense to you.
It's interesting because at the end of the dump, there's two right curly braces. Oh, no, never mind. I see it. Never mind.
The two curly braces.
Yeah.
But yeah, but the first one goes with the one right after array four.
Yeah.
So, if you're having problems with an array, those are two techniques that you can use to see how the array is stored and what is in the array. And I couldn't remember what syntax this was going to show it in. But actually, that's a very kind of easy to follow syntax, the way it has set it up. Okay, everybody with me so far? The next one is going to be is set and unset. And I don't know which one to do first, so I will do them in alphabetical order. Let's see. So array is set. That's everything that's in it. Okay, so this is kind of a very standard array that I set up. Zero is women's, one is men's, two is girls, three is boys. That's, you know, your very, very basic array. Department name modified by zero is women's, etc. So then I went through and said for each department name as the name. Okay, so it's basically saying each one I will call the name as I progress through the array. Okay, so here's the name of my array, and I will call each one the name. And so my echo is putting out the name. It's putting out a literal that says department name, and then it is concatenating that with the name. Or it's actually not concatenating, it's just having a space in doing it. Okay. So now I said, now I will use unset. So I unset department name modified by 2. So that means girls has been taken away. Okay, that's gone. So now after I unset, I go through a for each that's exactly the same as the one I had above, and this time girls isn't showing. Because I unset girls. Okay.
Where did you do that? What line?
Right below, right there.
Okay.
Unset department name modified by 2,
right,
or indexed by 2. And so that's girls, and girls has been unset now. So now when it goes through the array, girls isn't there. Okay? So now I'm going to ask about it. So I say if is set. So if is set is checking to see if it's set. Well, since I unset it, I hope it's not set because I didn't do anything with it. And if it is, then I would say girls is there, and else I will print out, and I switch from echo to print just for the sake of it. I will print out girls is not there. Okay? I would probably never do that in reality, but every once in a while I decide to kind of show you that echo and print are doing the same thing, so I just put them in. Okay, so I print out there, girls is not there. Okay. So now I will attempt to display an element that is not there. So I said, show department name 2, and you can see that I get an error. Okay. So the for each could handle going through it and saying, okay, there's nothing there now, I'll just move on to the next element. But when I get specific and say, I want to see this, it comes back and gives me an error because that's not there anymore. Okay. Now I'll put the element back in the array. So I added actually 2 things. I put in girls and then I put in pets as the 4th thing. So I put an element back in and I added another element. And so now when I do the for each, I have all of those in there. Now I'm going to ask if isSet exists, and it echoes out that girl is there, and being a total optimist, since I knew what I was doing, I didn't bother with an else there, but I probably should have put an else in just in case. Okay. And then I went through and said, okay, now show me the one modified by 4, and show me the one modified by 2, and it successfully did it. Okay, so isSet and unSet are 2 things that I can do. Yeah?
The for each loop, right after you put the girls back into the array?
Yes.
Why does the girls go after the boys? Shouldn't they get the 3rd spot?
Huh. Apparently it added it at the bottom. That's really interesting. I hadn't even noticed that. You're right. So apparently that is what they're adding. They're adding them at the bottom. So if I had added pets before I added girls, I'm just curious now. Good call. Okay, so I'm going to change this to 4 and this to 2. Okay. And somewhere around here, I can do a refresh. I did do a refresh, right? Okay, so now it's got women's, men's, and boys that were there before, and it added girls and pets, so it added them in the order that I did it. Okay. And that's actually interesting. So now if we do arrays, and you're going to see that probably on Tuesday, I don't think we'll get to it today, can handle the things being out of order. And I've got some examples where I put them in out of order. So they can handle having the one that I designate as 1, and then the one I designate as 5, and then the one I designate as 3. Right. And as I said, we will see that in the probably not till... So now I'm going to say echo, what do I want to echo out here? Department name modified by, now I can't remember what it is I wanted to do. Okay.
Is it something about out of order? Handling?
Yeah, so I want to actually see, I was going to put in department name modified by 4. I think that's what I wanted to do. Okay, so I just put in, I should have really told where I was putting it. Now I'll put an element back in the array and add another element. So now I'm saying, okay, echo out department name modified by 4, and it gets girls, and department name modified by 3 gets boys. And if I say, okay, but I put pets in there. If I don't have pets, if I just add girls at 4, well, I'm having a good time up here. I don't know if anybody is following what I'm doing, but I'm having fun, so we will see what comes out of this. That's not the right one. No wonder I couldn't figure out where it had gone to. So why didn't somebody tell me this? Array is set dot PHP, right? The suspense is killing me. Okay, so now it put out girls, it put out boys, and 2 doesn't exist. So basically what it did was say, okay, you got rid of 2, that's fine, you added something in, and at 4, and so 2 is no longer there, but 4 is. And it still can go through just fine and get it when I ask it to go through the array. So that's why. Is it wasn't putting it back, apparently, in the same slot. It was adding a new slot in.
There's no way you can do that for each loop. It's just going to do it in the way you put it in.
Yeah, and that's a good question. Is there a way you can do it?
So I'm getting an error on...
So am I.
Oh, never mind.
Because I said to do department name 2. Mm-hmm. It gave me department name 4, it gave me department name 3, but when I said, and now it's showing it as women's, men's, boys, girls. And it's keeping track of them in the order, but it's keeping the order that it went in. There's got to be a way that you can tell it to do it. I just can't come up with it off the top of my head. If you send me an email, I will try to find it. But if you don't, I will forget. So,
Can you scroll further down?
I can.
There's a third error.
Now I'll ask if is set. So I asked if is set is 2. Yeah, that's kind of interesting, too.
Well, it's the echo state. Well, both of them are erroring on the same line.
That's right.
The echo on department name 2.
Yep. But, okay. Okay, so does anybody have the original so that I can recreate it?
I do. You got rid of the apartment. You got rid of number 2.
Yeah, I did that way up above. So now I want to get rid of this, right? And there was some place where I wanted to add in pets. So I had pets coming in here. Oh, okay, so I put girls in as 2. So apparently it did. If I put it in as 2, we're looking at it, that what I just looked at is to put it in a 4.
Well, you did 2 before and it still went through the end.
Yeah, right. But it still kept track of the fact that it was 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was just wondering if you could change the order in the loop. That seems like it just goes by how you put it in.
Yeah, it does. It does, because it goes through sequentially and it adds it at the end. Have I got everything back to normal?
Yeah.
no, I haven't got everything back to normal.
On the department name.
Oh, well, this one equals pets.
It says girls, and it should say right after the line, two lines up, it should say equals pet, equals
right.
pets.
Okay, now have I got it back to normal?
Minus the two lines underneath it, yes.
Okay, so we want to make those, although those shouldn't hurt anything, right?
Not really, no, but we probably will get an error on two anyway.
Well, it shouldn't. Okay, so now let's say, yeah, now I'm back to just the one error that I had originally. Right? So as long as I put girls back in as two, it was okay. It's just that it goes in at the end. So when it shows the array, it has these out of order because I got rid of two, then I put in two and four, and it's going through it in order. And so we're still at the question he asked as how can I order this so that it would go in and print out as two as opposed to the order that I put it in. And I'm wondering if there's an order by clause that somehow you can associate with the for each, but I don't know. So for now, we will just have to live with the fact that it put them in at the end because it's working all right. Okay, guys. Questions? Okay. Come on. Okay. Unset, I think, is actually just very simple. I just did an unset and showed it. So basically, this is the same as the other one. Okay, the other one was more complicated. So I showed you the complicated version first. The gather data, I wanted to look at one thing in the gather data. Okay, so I'm gathering up the data, and this time I am sending it over with a method called request, which is, you know, similar to get and post, and you don't see it very often. It acts kind of like get. You don't see it very often, but that's the request. So if I say method request, and then I look at the program it calls, which is cData has, it receives the value. Okay. So if I do that, what was the first one called? Gather data. So if I go in and I do gather data, and gather data is an HTML. We will be looking either next week or the week after at how you can put these all in one and not have the HTML. But a lot of people use the HTML anyway. Okay, so I'm gathering data here. So I've got 111 and 123 Main Street, Fall River, Mass, 02, whatever. Date first contributed, what is it, 2003, 12 or something? We'll find out. Year goal is 500, and the contact person is John. Okay, so I've put those in, and now I'm going to go and click on click. You're having too much fun, Zach. So now we're clicking on it, and I'm showing this stuff in a table. so I'm showing that information that I put in as a table. Okay. So I started out and I said table border of one, and I put in a TR to get me the words key and value at the top. And then I said, okay, that's the table set. Okay. And then I said, for each request as key associated with value. So the data came in as the key associated with the value. So this is kind of a neat way of putting it in. If I go back and look at the gather data, okay, it was sending over all of that data. It was sending over a load of data. And what I'm doing now I do have this, right? Yes. I'm saying, okay, for each thing that comes across as the request. So I said, for each thing that comes across as a request, and this could be get or post, and the request is the key associated with the value. So it's sending over the key associated with the value. The key being the name that I called it when I sent it over, the value being the content. And so I am using table info there and setting up a row that is going to be repeated many times. And then I said at the bottom, close the table. Okay. So I sent it over as a table. I sent it over rather as request. As the elements came over, I handled them. So for each time something came over, I'm handling it. And notice that the request does show the data coming over at the top. Okay, so you see with the request the data coming over at the top. Now, if I do this with... What did I just do? I think I got the picture. We'll find out. Okay, so now the next one in that sequence, yes?
Why is it $_request in uppercase?
Because that's the rules. Well, you do that with get and post, too.
All right.
$_get, $_post.
I didn't know if it was, I couldn't remember about the uppercase.
Okay, that's so we'll go in, we'll look at the next one, which is, this one is using the get method. Exactly the same thing, but it's using the get method. So this one is called gather data one. Okay, so we're going to use gather data one. Wait, oh yes, that is all that stuff has to go away. Okay, so we've got gather data one. And to a, I'm getting sick of this, in other words. $1,200. I wonder how it's going to handle $1,200. Handled it just fine. And so this one is cData1, and it has the exact same thing in it, except it has the get. Okay, so there it is, and it's handled exactly the same way, and it has the get, and the data all comes over, and the one below that uses post, and the data doesn't come over, but it handles it the same way. So I did one with request, one with get, and one with post. Okay, so if you look at the third one, it's post. Okay. And again, table info and TABA is used if I want to spread things out in multiple lines. Is just a good way of doing it. Up here, I did the echo TR, TD, key, close TD, etc. going across, and that worked exactly the same way as the way I did it in the request one, where I had one of those, what are they called, here docs or something? I avoid that word for some reason. So that works the same way, that just writing all those out like that within the structure, I can be clearer on it. So that's why I use the table info. I think it's a here doc. Okay. I think that finishes up second. So if I go into array group third, I've got a bunch of little ones we're going to look at because we don't have an awful lot of time, and we'll save the things like the while loop and everything for Tuesday. So I've got, let's look at array size function first. And in case you don't have it open, wait a minute, copy. Okay, that's what it is. And over here, I've got to change the address and make that third. And it's called what?
Array size function.
Thank you. Array size function dot PHP. Okay, and all that's doing is I'm doing a count and I'm doing a size of, and they get me the same number. Okay, so I'm saying echo count, tell me how many things are in department manager. And echo size of, tell me how many things are in department manager. And those give me that information. And then I went through and said, okay, department manager is an associative array because it has that in there. So that makes it an associative array. And I've got the name associated with the manager. So the name becomes the key and the manager is the value. And so I am printing those out where I just said department name and show me the name and department manager, show me the manager. And I just printed them out. But the main big difference there is that you can do the count and find out how many you have, and do the size of and find out how many you have. I have no idea what I did, but anyway. Oh, because I did it there. Okay, here's sorting. And this one is called array sorting. Okay. So when all is said and done, if you want to sort things, I guess before or after, to answer your problem, we can do some sorting. But that really, I'm looking for a better solution than that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a command in PHP, array filter, that lets you do it.
Okay, array filter?
Yeah, array underscore filter.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to remember, because that's actually familiar, so that means I've done something with it at some point, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
I saw it in WG school.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so here I have got an A sort, a K sort, and a sort. Okay, so what is A sort sorting by? what is K sought sorting by and what is sought sorting by. And notice I didn't put any BR.
I was
going to
say that you should put a BR. Be okay.
So I've got three kinds of sorts going on there. And speaking of W3 schools,
A sort doesn't have.
Yep. Okay, so I want to go back and we'll bring up W3 schools. I don't have anything brought up. I thought I had a place that I'd already brought up. And we want to go where? PHP? Come on. Actually, it's probably a lot easier to just do a search. Sort in PHP. And then go to W3 schools. Because somewhere they have a list. Okay, does anybody see the list? They do have one.
A command list or?
Use the rsort function to sort an index array in descending order. There is a list. So if I do a sort maybe. And I actually brought up the list yesterday or the day before, so I know it's out there. Anybody got an address?
We've got a sorting array right on the left.
Hmm?
PHP sorting array on the left, right there. Right where your cursor is. Yeah.
There it is. That has the list. Thank you. Okay, sort arrays. So sorts in ascending order, R sort in descending order, A sorts associative arrays in ascending order according to the value, K sorts associative arrays in ascending order according to the key, A R sorts associative arrays in descending order according to the value, and K R sort is descending order according to the key. Okay, so those are the list of sorts that you can do. And I did a couple of them in my example. But there's the list of, you can sort by keys, you can sort by values, if it is an associative array. Okay, so those are the how I can sort. So on the first one, I appear to have sorted on manager. On the second one, I appear to have sorted on boys, girls, men, women. And the third one, I went back and sorted on the manager only. The case sort, the key is because it's an associative array, it takes the first thing as the key and the second thing is the value. Okay? So it is doing the sort on the either, if it's sorting on women's, men's, girls, boys, then it is sorting on the key. And if it is sorting on the manager, it's doing it is the A sort. And just a regular sort gets the sort on the manager as well. So that's how you can do sorting if you are so inclined. And we're out of time. So I'm going to finish up 3 on Tuesday, and I think we've actually gone through most of the stuff, so I will probably start the next topic on Tuesday as well. If not, I'll start it on Thursday.